Welcome. You're listening to the calming sounds of the Taipu Orchestra. Side A.
Hello and welcome. Are you serious? I gave a countdown and everything. That's how we're going to start it, with you just making a random noise? Oh, right.
Cool. The countdown was for me to get ready to make the random noise. Sorry.
The countdown. I said three. I said, hey, we're going to start recording, and I start with a 3, 2, 1. And then I started talking. I was like, hello and welcome. But no, you're like, no, the countdown is for one of a random noise I'm about to make. That's great. That's great.
Because no one else was talking, and I almost wanted Mike to also come up with a random noise. But we didn't plan it.
I almost did, but then Brian called you out on it.
So anyway, hello and welcome to another exciting episode of the Tidepool. The Tidepool Orchestra. It's a podcast.
Where Brian tries to control two of his children that are way too old.
Okay. Cool. So what's up, everybody? We could start actually by talking about the channel if you guys want. We recently got like 3 new subscribers. We put out some new videos. You guys put out some cool Sonic videos.
Oh yeah, it was really frustrating. I died a lot and they're really embarrassing, but I don't know, I thought they were funny.
Yeah, you did die a lot.
I thought they were very good.
It's kind of embarrassing. But anyway. And you put out a video, didn't you? The Fractal Pots?
I put out a video saying that we have a Fractal Pots problem. And I don't know, if people are watching that video. It's about a sock puppet movie made by Robert Benford in 2010.
But who's that?
Yeah.
Wait. You guys don't know who Robert Benford is?
I do. Mike doesn't.
No, I have no idea. Please explain it for me and possibly anyone else who doesn't.
Okay, so there was this website back in the day before YouTube was out called Newgrounds.com. Have you heard of that?
I don't believe you.
Is this stuff that you discussed in your video?
It is partially stuff that I discussed in the video, which makes this redundant. Hey, everybody, why don't you just check out that video? We have a Fractal Pots problem. If you search the word fractoplots, I'm pretty sure my new video is in the top results for some reason.
Hang on. I'll get to the top of this.
Do you mean the bottom of it?
No, because you said it was near the top.
I think I want to do the podcast anymore.
You can't use my fucking joke, you fucker.
I'm just going to leave. I'm gonna walk away.
Wait, so how do you spell fractoplots?
I'm gonna pick up a small child who doesn't know what the fractoplots is. I'm gonna put them in a tree. Walk away.
I'm not a small child. How do you spell fractoplots?
Phonetically.
F-R-A-C-K-L.
No, that's fractoplots.
Fractal.
F-R-A-C-K-T-A-P-L-O-T-S. Obviously, that's how you spell fractoplots. Look it up in the dictionary. It's not there.
Frackle should be. It sounds frackle. Like a grandma that's holy trying shit, to be Brian. Like, oh, yeah. Don't frackle.
Wait.
The video is number 3 on my search results.
Really?
Wow, we're so popular.
That's crazy.
All right, you know what?
Isn't
you know who you sounded like?
Who?
Jordan, does she know who she sounded like?
No.
It was her voice for the vampire kid from fucking,
Oh, yeah, that guy. It's a good video.
Hey, I just checked on my end, and I'm number 4, but I think that's based on, like...
We shouldn't just be, like, circle-jerking our thing.
I know, right?
Okay, I will jerk this circle all night long.
You know who we should be circle jerking about and having a praise circle for? Monkey Jones.
Monkey Jones. Okay, so speaking of YouTube, and I was actually trying to make this into like a nice segue. We were going to talk about our own YouTube channel and then expand outward from there, like some sort of weird predatory bird, like some vast predatory bird. Anyway, so YouTube recently changed their community guidelines and then gave Monkey Jones 6 community guideline strikes within like a day and then deleted both of his channels.
So first, I think we should talk about who Monkey Jones is first, and then talk about why, specifically why, the 6 copyright strikes are bullshit.
But they're not even copyright strikes.
Anyway, but Brian, you're, I think, the most qualified out of the 3 of us to talk about it. So talk about Monkey Jones.
Monkey Jones is a 23-year-old successful YouTuber, or at least he was until a couple of days ago when his channels were destroyed. He specialized in anime reviews, where he started out by doing actual reviews of anime, but then branched out and just continued to call it anime. Like, one of his videos was an anime review of the Bible. One of them was an anime review of Cory in the House.
Okay, but that's a meme, so that counts. Yeah, that is anime.
That counts. I'm gonna,
I know actual AnnieTubers who have reviewed Cory in the House.
One of his anime reviews, and this was like number 10 out of 50, so the number 10 anime review was for 2 Broke Girls. That old sitcom, pretty sure it ended. So, I mean, his anime reviews were just kind of like hilarity.
Wait, what sitcom did you say?
2 Broke Girls?
No, that's still on the air.
That's still on the air? Well, either way, yeah. It's a successful anime. And then there were also these declassified survival guides because, you know, he's 23 years old, so he grew up watching Ned's Declassified on Nickelodeon.
Hell yeah.
Well, I think they should bring that show back, but anyways.
No, I don't know about that.
Well, if we want to take just a moment to digress and talk about Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide, they were going to do a spinoff about high school, but then they decided not to. Anyway.
Why? Is it because they're racist?
Yes, exactly. So anyway, the thing about Monkey Jones... Sorry. The thing about Monkey Jones that got him pulled from YouTube seems to be that he was mentioning a certain guy with the... God, I want to say acronym, but that's not it. The initials ER. And you are apparently not allowed to say this man's name on YouTube, so I'm being very specific here and not saying that fellow's name. And so he got 6 community guideline strikes because Monkey Jones, I believe, actually had the most videos of anyone talking about this guy. He did a full audiobook reading of this guy's like manifesto. If you don't know, this guy was a mass shooter. He was an incel, basically, that turned into a mass shooter. And Monkey really was fascinated by this fellow and went up and, like, way beyond the level of normal fascination to the point where Monkey actually owned a body pillow with this guy's face on it. So, yeah.
Wow.
6 community guideline strikes within one day, and the community guideline was actually made earlier that day. They changed the guideline, so, he actually, I'm on Monkey's Twitter right now. The YouTube response he got was, should have been in the email you received, but we don't allow content that appears to be posted in a, quote, shocking, sensational, or disrespectful manner, including promoting... glorifying or encouraging violence, e.g. mass shootings.
Okay, well that makes sense. So the reason why those 6 things, the 6 strikes or are bullshit is because they changed that guideline immediately. And the point of the strike system is to allow you to correct anything that you're doing. And then they just gave him 6 out of the blue, not being able to fix anything. That's such stupid bullshit.
And Monkey actually
because they wanted to make an example out of him.
They definitely want to make an example of him, and that's kind of the point of why this is all bullshit. Monkey created a new YouTube channel, like, the next day to explain the situation and why he lost, like, he had 300,000 subscribers and he lost all of them within, like, that. And he pointed out, you know, this is incredibly bullshit because the whole point of a guideline strike is that you can go in and you have a warning and you can figure out what to do from there and, like, delete those videos. And he even pointed out in the video, like, he was near the point of tears because this day was just not going right for him. He went to the doctor and it found out that his blood pressure is crazy to the point where he maybe at most has 10 more years to live and he's 23.
That's insane.
Yeah, this was not a good day for this fellow. But yeah, not only did they mass strike both of his different YouTube channels, Mumkey Jones and Mumkey Jones 2, but, you know, they deleted the channels almost immediately. He actually created, as a test, just a video on his channel that was privatized, had zero views, but had the first name of the ER initial fellow as the title. And it got a strike as well. So it seems to be like a bot that was doing it, right? Instead of like a normal human, because there was no way that a normal human could have been able to see this video. It had zero views, so why did it have guidelines
well,
strike?
What I heard is that it was like he contacted someone because he knew people at YouTube to be like, hey, is this right? You should fucking fix this kind of thing. And they're like, oh, well, it was intentional. So it wasn't just a bot, right? Or it might have just been a bot, but it did the intended thing.
It actually goes kind of crazy deeper. Like, Mumkey has various other YouTuber friends, including, like, Rusty Cage, and they started another channel, which is a podcast by the name of State of the YouTube. And on the podcast that Mumkey was talking about all the stuff that was going on, he even pointed out, you know, once you reach 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, you get, like, your own private YouTube correspondent that you can talk to. And although he hadn't been talking to the guy in about 6 months because they just, you know, people don't always talk every day, and he was doing the channel pretty good. I mean, he only had the channel for 3 years, and he accumulated, like, 300,000 subscribers, and he was using it as a living, basically. But he talked to the guy, and the guy said, yeah, let me contact YouTube. We'll see what's going on. And the guy came back and said, yeah, it looks like it was intentional.
If you have a private YouTube correspondent, why wouldn't the YouTube correspondent, like, if you have like, why couldn't they... And you know what immediately struck me when you were first talking about this too? Is not to bring up a dead horse from out from under the ground to like pummel it more, but like the Logan Paul thing. It was Logan Paul, right? Or was it the other one?
No, Jake Paul didn't do what you're describing, the Suicide Force thing. That was a Logan Paul thing.
Right. So why?
Yeah, like, that's okay, but mentioning this specific ER initial fellow, that's just absolutely out of the question. Which,
like, if you're going to make an example out of someone, how about him? Or also, like, you can't sensationalize, like, things like violence or death or things that, you know, of that nature. What about the Shane Dawson documentary that talked about Logan Paul and like sociopaths and was being so fucking dramatic where it's like he's a sociopath, am I a sociopath, whoa, like zoom in and like pause for 2 minutes after saying like a simple sentence. That was really annoying. I'm
that
usually,
eight
like,
part Shane Dawson series was crazy, and in fact there was a video on Mumkey Jones' channel before it was terminated that was a parody of that. Yeah. Rather than saying sociopath, though, the entire video was just in that same style with the same background music and the same sort of, like, dramatic zoom in with your chin sort of scrunched up into your neck that Shane does. Just kind of funny. Mm-hmm. And they kept asking, does Mumkey Jones have dissociative identity disorder? Which I think they were saying he does, but it was also, like, all tongue-in-cheek.
Right. And so... I don't know. Again, this is just another classic example of YouTube not knowing what the fuck to do with their platform.
Right.
I would also like to bring up the recent YouTube Rewind. My boyfriend actually pointed this out, is YouTube Rewind, because this year had featured no actual creators that were really, like, that actually represented what people watched this year, like, as a general statement, that mostly YouTube Rewind is now being used as an advertisement for YouTube, and it doesn't fucking care about the creators. They're all using, you know, the people, like, that are gonna be on, or are, like, TV stars, almost. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think Jake and Logan Paul were actually going out of their way to become, was it the social media guru type? Where, like, they're making money off of YouTube in specific ways and creating in their own, like, what is it, the Team 10 house?
Yeah.
Like, that seems to be what YouTube actually wants to do, is just focus on, you know, these communities that all garner support for each other, work cooperatively, and just are money factories. Just money factories, you know?
Well, yeah, and originally YouTube was just a place to be like, oh, I'm going to make a funny YouTube video so I can share it with my friends. You know, I'm going to be sincere on the internet for once, yeah. You know? And of course, at a certain point, it is reasonable to kind of go away from that, but I think it's being taken too far.
So, in response to all of this stuff, Mumkey has actually created his own website, mumkeyjones.tv.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems to be a temporary solution to probably a more permanent problem, because he seems to be using Google Drive to host all the videos. I'm not sure how many other people have spotted this, but I think he did mention it on his Twitter that he needs to find a better solution. Mumkey, earlier today, and by today I mean December 20th, I think this video is actually going up on the 21st, so I guess yesterday, he did a live stream, and I was watching the live stream and trying to suggest to him, like, other solutions, other places that he could put up the videos on, hosting-wise. Mm-hmm. I threw out Newgrounds.com, and a couple of other people were saying, well, you can't do that with live action anymore. But funny enough, and going backwards a little bit, that's actually how Robert Benford got his start, as he was doing live action videos on Newgrounds.com. Newgrounds is mostly for Flash animation now. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's where it, you know, every time something happens with YouTube doing a bullshit thing, people are like, we should move to another platform. Let's make a better fucking YouTube. But no one has literally fucking done it.
Well, I think
they've tried. YouTube hasn't let them.
Yeah. YouTube is like a monopoly. You can't just go and say, let's build our own stores to compete with Walmart, because you need a lot of backing and support, and you're not going to have the exact same populace going to it immediately. And this will discourage a lot of people from even trying. Mostly, I just don't like the new community guideline rule, where nothing can be posted in a shocking, sensational, or disrespectful manner, including promoting, glorifying, or encouraging violence. Because, I mean, we've created this whole running gag in mythology of just picking up a small child and putting it in a tree and walking away. And I want to continue this joke because I personally find it hilarious. And if YouTube is just blanket stating that we can't make jokes like that, yeah.
Can I actually make a point with what you're saying, too?
Yeah.
Instead of just putting... Don't news channels... aren't they on YouTube?
Yeah, backtracking a bit, and this was pointed out in the State of the YouTube podcast, there are various channels on YouTube that just straight up show plane crashes. And their excuse is that it's done in an educational/documentary style.
But no, then, all of the news is sensationalized. That's why it's so bad.
News stations are definitely sensationalized. I mean, the entire point of having their... whatever kind of like musical interlude they have to break apart the commercials from the actual news station. And I was actually in like a high school news channel thing in high school for like 2 or 3 straight years. They were calling it Advanced Web Design, but basically we just made like the weekly news Friday morning that school watched. People called me the weatherman in high school. I don't really appreciate it. Anyway. Like, the whole point of that class is how I learned, like, yeah, actual news stations, they never focus on any one image for more than 3 seconds. The whole point of, like, sensationalism, you have to constantly make the pictures moving. You have to speak eloquently and captivate an audience. It's like,
Well, and also, in terms of mass shootings, normally they mention the person that did it,
yeah.
and they go in depth about all of their family stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the things that bothers me about like that sort of situation is I feel like that, you know, you shouldn't publicize that kind of stuff because it only encourages copycats. And so if they're going to have that guideline specifically to kind of fuck over Monkey Jones, but then allow these
They
news channels to do their news how they want to do it, then it's fucking bullshit. You know, you can't just, again, favor one creator over the other in terms of like YouTube.
And it's not even just to further your point, and this is probably going to just throw you for a loop. The ER initial guy, the actual shooter,
Yeah.
they mass flagged Monkey's videos and took them all down, but they left the ER guy's father's videos, which showed him like yelling at his son and like basically just bullying him. Like, they left those videos up, and they actually show that ER initial guy in the videos.
And I've also, I think, at least a long time ago, when I first, you know, looked into that shooting specifically, that guy made like vlogs before
Oh
he did
yeah.
it.
And
And I watched them on
a
YouTube.
lot of those vlogs are still up.
Yeah. Ugh.
Like,
Mike, what do you think about all
if you
this?
search that name, you'll mostly get actual news reports and like footage of what happened. You'll get some of the vlogs, but you don't get the actual audiobook recording that Mumkey did. That it's actually like how he met other YouTubers. Is Mike here?
I'm still here. I'm just listening.
I'm sorry.
Well, do you have any specific input, or have we covered kind of what your thoughts are?
I mean, not really. I don't know much about the situation, so at this point, I feel like I'm just one of our viewers for this particular topic.
What do you think YouTube could do differently? Because I'm sure you're more educated on the other problems that YouTube has had, right?
Honestly, YouTube as a whole, they are getting to the point where they do not care about the vast majority of their creators. They're in it for the people who can bring, I guess, safety to their platform, as in quote unquote safe content, like things that are, I don't know how to describe it, but I feel like they're going to be more supportive directly, not necessarily like indirectly, but they're going to like when Fred was popular and he was the first channel to get to 1 million subscribers, YouTube promoted the fuck out of him because he was just nonsensical, non-threatening, quote unquote, entertainment.
Yeah, he got movie deals. He got crossovers with Nickelodeon's iCarly. He had like a very short-lived TV series. Cartoon Network even tried to get in on that and found like the other YouTube channels that had a whole bunch of subscribers. What was it?
The
Annoying
Annoying
Orange.
Orange.
Yeah, that got a
Yeah.
TV show too. I think it almost got a movie.
Oh yeah, and it was on
I
Cartoon
almost got a
Network.
movie.
That was probably like the stepping stone to current YouTube politics, is they're trying to become their own TV station, basically. I mean, you have all of these YouTube Red originals, like Game Grumps had one. That got canceled though.
Well, PewDiePie
No,
had one.
the Game Grumps YouTube.
PewDiePie is the one that got canceled. Good Game
Yeah.
didn't get canceled. They only had one season.
Yeah. Either way.
I don't know. But another thing I guess we could talk about with YouTube too is they just make it because they have so many creators that already do TV friendly content that has high production value, they are
A
pushing down like smaller creators. It is
Of which
way
we
more
are
difficult.
one.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to talk about is, you know, you try and we love the content that we make for the most part. I mean, of course, it can always be better, but we legitimately enjoy the stuff that we make during it. And also if we watch it later.
Yeah.
And we're just happy that, you know, I guess since we have 17 subscribers that I guess 17 people like it.
I, for one, am glad that we have this tyrannical overruler, and quite frankly, I will do whatever YouTube says. That's not the point we're trying to make.
I just want to throw it out there. I think out of all of us, I'm the only one trying to get famous off this shit, so.
Oh my god. Well, what I was going to say is we're happy with the content that we're creating, and we, because of that, I guess it doesn't really matter too much if we blow up in that sense, except for, I guess, Mike. But reaching more people is always going to be nicer. And you always try and look up guides on, like, oh, well, how could you get popular? And I'm sure, like, a lot of people that have tried to start on YouTube try and look at it, and there's things. You have to do fucking bots. You have to put outrageous tags. You have to make stupid thumbnails. There is nothing about improving your own actual fucking content.
I think I'm guilty of making stupid thumbnails.
Well, yeah,
To an extent, I completely agree with you, but on the adverse side, all of those things are only going to get you viewers. They're not going to get you subscribers.
Yeah, it's
I guess you're right.
It's like running into a mall to try to make friends just by screaming the loudest.
But if you're not viewed, you're not going to get subscribers.
But you're not going to get any long-term.
Exactly. Yeah, but if you don't get viewed and if you don't reach people in the first place, none of those things can happen. It's like, it's better to be loved than feared. But if you have to be one, you have to be feared kind of thing. It's like, it would be better to be subbed. But if you can only be viewed, if you can't be both, if you can't be viewed and subbed, it's probably better to just be viewed. Kind of? I don't know if
that's cool.
Actually works.
We have over 1,000 views, but we only have 17 subs, so yeah.
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 Either way.
Numbers are meaningless. You know,
yeah. I just wish.
I mean, everything is meaningless, man, in the grand scheme of things. Like, time is just an illusion, too.
Oh, man. Well,
let's go back to Monkey, though. So, we know kind of what he's doing. He's trying to do the Monkey Jones TV thing. He's trying to find a better solution in terms of hosting his videos than Google Drive. What are his fans doing? Because he had like 300,000 or whatever?
He had roughly 300,000 subscribers on YouTube, and a lot of them are posting like his old videos. There are people who downloaded his videos and are rehosting them. Actually, it's funny that you mention it. When YouTube deletes a channel, it actually puts the domain name back into general populace use. So somebody could easily just spring up and claim it. And in fact, somebody did. If you go onto YouTube and search Monkey Jones for, like, channels, you can find one with that name and with that picture. But there's only one video on it. And it's titled, "This is Multiple Accounts Can't Have the Same Username," which, quite frankly, doesn't make a whole lot of sense grammatically, but that's fine. It basically just leads to
he's six.
He's like between the ages of 6 and 12. I don't know for sure exactly, but the video itself just links to a Discord, and the whole point of the video is just that this kid wants to meet Monkey Jones, and if Monkey Jones talks to this guy, then I'm pretty sure the guy is gonna give Monkey Jones access to the channel. Which, considering it was made with a different IP address, probably a good idea, because I think YouTube might just be mass flagging anything with that IP address that Monkey was using.
Mm-hmm.
Because he created two new channels, and they were both taken down within, like, a day. So this kid...
That is the likely.
This kid that made the video, his name is Lucas. He grabbed the username really quickly and put up the Discord link, and I actually followed the Discord and started talking to the kid. The kid's really cool. He's probably going to be the next Monkey Jones, honestly. Kid's just like a fantastic shit poster, and quite frankly, he's
just a
cool guy.
Yeah, Kid, you hear that? You gotta live up to your expectations. If you don't become the next Monkey Jones, we're gonna come after you. we're gonna put you in a tree.
Yeah, we're gonna pick up this small child and put him in a tree and walk away. Fucking. Oh, God. Okay, so I think that's a good point for us to take a break, and I'll give you the audio from that video as our intermission piece, and we'll be right back. Everybody good?
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
End of side A. Please continue on side B.
Alright, so I don't know if you can have multiple channels with the same username, but guess what I did? If you can't have multiple channels with the same username, well, I stole your username, Monkey, when you tried to create a new, when you tried to create a new account. I'm not trying to be rude or anything, so here's where you can find your old, here's where you can find me, if Monkey does join, I want proof that it's him. I was supposed to address that directly to you, not to, like, somebody else that knows you. But yeah, if you do join, Monkey, I need proof that you're you. So, once I do get proof that you're you, then... I don't know. I really don't know. So, yeah. Join this Discord link, Monkey, if you want. If you want your username back. So, yeah. Bye.
Welcome back. You're listening to the calming sounds of the Tide Pool Orchestra. Side B.
Welcome back. fucking...
I wasn't timed as well.
Damn it. That's fine. Okay, so we just wanted to cover up a couple more Monkey Jones things, and then we'll segue into something else.
I mean, I hope Monkey Jones does okay. I mean, all with the entire news with the doctor stuff that you brought up with his blood pressure and he might not live for another 10 years or whatever. Yeah. That sucks. And I doubt Monkey Jones is ever going to be listening to this, but I hope you do better, like, your health gets better.
I mean,
and I hope you get less fucked over.
The doctor that he went to said he apparently has the blood pressure of a 60-year-old man who smokes every day and doesn't exercise at all. Which, I mean,
oh, wow.
Same, though, probably. So that's
You're not 23.
That's true. I'm like 4 years older than this guy.
Yeah, your life's already over with.
It's fine. Basically. I mean, once you hit 25, it's all downhill.
Oh god, Brian's gonna end it all.
Anyway.
But I'm also 25, so...
Did you guys know suicide rates just skyrocket around the holidays?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you guys' holiday plans?
Suicide?
Yeah! No!
Jordan, you took my plan!
God damn it, we can't all do the same thing.
Well, yeah. I'll see you guys on the other side, Space Cowboys.
Ooh, want to hear a story?
Yeah.
Okay, so my dad and his fiance. Okay. No story.
End of story.
Well, Mike doesn't want to hear the story, and Mike's in the podcast, so he has no story.
Mike, just mute yourself. I want to hear the story. Fuck you, Mike.
Okay, you guys are muted.
So my dad and his fiance live in California, and basically what happened was One day I get a text message from my grandmother and she's like, "Hey Brian, what's your address?" I'm like, "Oh, well, you see, that is a series of numbers and letters that indicate where I live." She's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah." And then I gave her my address and I just, you know, I like to troll, you know, my family members. This is like a family thing that we just kind of like mess with each other all the time. My grandfather, for example, he told me some wise words that I will always keep in my heart. He said, "Brian, everyone in their heart knows how to Beyblade." I take
did he really say that?
He really did. And I take those words very seriously, quite frankly. I'm offended that you laughed. But anyway, so...
I want that on a t-shirt.
Everybody in their heart knows how to Beyblade, Brian. So I took a screenshot and sent it to my dad, and he's like, "Wait, that's your address?" And I'm like, "Yeah, why?" And he's like, "Oh, no. Oh, no." So apparently what happened was my dad actually sent out a package meant for his fiance, but accidentally sent it to my address, but not my current address. No, no, no. That would be too simple for me to just, like, pick up the package and then do a return to sender so that he could get it. Instead, what he did was he sent it to one of my previous addresses. So for the last week and a half, basically, I've been running around trying to figure out where this package was. On Friday, he got a delivery notification on his phone, so he sent me some messages, and I actually went to my previous apartment complex because he said, "By the way, it's been delivered. Could you go check?" So I go to the previous apartment that I lived in because I didn't get the package here. So mm-hmm. I actually, you know, I go to their front desk where they keep all of their packages and everything. But there's only one employee there, so I have to wait in line. After about 10-15 minutes of waiting, one of the other employees shows up and he's just like a maintenance crew member. But he goes over and I see he's holding the key, so I follow him and we actually go to the package room and I look and there's no package. I'm like, "That's weird, but it said delivered." They're like, "Well, it might have been delivered to their front porch, so I guess maybe check there." So I do, and I go over, and I... that's at, like, the second flight of stairs. So I climb the stairs, I look, nothing on the porch, no cars in the parking lot. Okay, whatever. I don't know what to tell you, Dad. But then he sends me a text message today at like 9 a.m. and it shows him trying to communicate with Amazon.com directly and saying, "Hey, I don't know what happened to the package," and Amazon is responding, "Well, no, it's been delivered to this address." And he sent me a screenshot of that, and that's not even the apartment complex I was at. Instead, it's basically my mom's house in Oregon. So then I went there, nobody's home, so I went back at like 5 p.m. I finally get there. I ring the doorbell, and this really, really stressed out, anorexic-looking middle-aged woman is standing there, and she's like, what is it?" And I'm like, "Hi, this might sound weird, but my name is, you know, Brian Atkins." She's like, "Oh, you're here for the package your dad sent." I'm like, "What? I mean, I am, but what?"
"How'd you know?"
She's like, "Yeah, I already hit return to sender on that on Monday. Let me see if I can get the tracking number for you." Like,
Oh my god.
Okay. So basically, I went on like a 2-week fucking quest. And the solution to the quest was do nothing. Which I find is often the solution to a lot of my problems in life, is just if you sit back and ignore it, the problem goes away. It literally solved itself. I didn't have to do anything, but I did do a bunch of stuff, and it feels so empty and unfulfilling.
Did you talk about... I don't know. Did you talk anymore to that woman? That anorexic woman? She sounds like a character.
No.
No?
No. She, I think, is a psychic. She knew that it was sent by my dad and knew to send it.
Maybe your dad was fucking with you, and he knows that woman.
I don't even know that.
Yeah, but your dad can know people that you don't know.
That's impossible.
But anyway, your family sounds kind of stupid.
Yeah, kind of. My dad's doing this thing where he and his fiance keep ordering stuff for people, and then opening it out of the box and then wrapping it up and then putting it back in the box for no explicable reason. Like, I sent down a package for my brother for Christmas, but accidentally sent for his address. And he's like, oh, okay, is it this book? And I'm like, why did you open the package? It said Zachary on it. He's like, yeah, I already opened it and then wrapped it for him. Why?
I don't know, but that's illegal, and your brother should sue.
I think he should.
Yeah, cool.
Did you guys do any Christmas stuff?
Mike? Mike's gone.
Mike's still
he muted us, so he doesn't know how when to come back. Oh, no. I don't think he understands how recording works.
I mean...
Mike. Moment of silence? Yeah. Hey, did he actually have us muted?
Say what?
Did he actually have us muted? Mike's just been taking a nap.
Mike did say at the beginning of recording that he was pretty tired.
Oh, yeah.
I told you I didn't want to hear the story about how Brian had to go on a scavenger because his dad packaged wrong fucking house. It was actually, like, not even an actual place. It was just some psychic's house. But he had already sent it back.
Neat. Mike, what do you do for Christmas?
I'm Jewish.
What do you do for Kwanzaa?
Hanukkah.
Gesundheit.
No, I'm not actually Jewish. I don't really know. Like, the past few years, it's just been pretty simple. Like, we'll go to... I've lived with my parents for the past couple of years, so we've just, you know, done a little bit of the house and then done whatever.
At my mom's house, we did our traditional Christmas pizza.
What's that?
It's a tradition that we started yesterday where we have pizza around Christmas time.
Nice. Usually people do Chinese food.
Well, those aren't people, though.
Okay.
Wow. Anyway, moving on. That was a dumb
joke. Hey, remember when before the podcast started, I said I was Jewish? And... You said I was going to miss my train?
Hey, look, there's like this weird power gap right now. With Monkey Jones gone, somebody's got to bring the slightly edgy humor back to YouTube. And quite frankly...
There's nothing slightly edgy about this. It's just blatant not coolness.
Yeah, anti-Semitism.
You're right. You're right. And I apologize. I'm very sorry that you feel that way.
Brian also celebrates
Brian
Hanukkah.
Is not actually apologizing.
I have a menorah, and it has candle wax on it. It's
yeah, I mean, that's the extent of your...
I mean, I also keep kosher, but that's about it.
Yeah. Remember...
Okay, for the reference, so no one's offended, I actually did find out recently that genetically I am Jewish, but religiously I'm not. So that wasn't just me, like...
No, nobody... Making a bit. Nobody thinks that you're claiming to things that you're not.
Well, the audience might.
The audience.
That's what I'm saying.
Our audience, you're all fools. Fools, I tell you. Anybody who listens to the title of
the
orchestra.
Only people who like us.
I'm doing a bit. It's a dumb bit. Anyway. Jordan, holidays.
Oh,
recently
for
moved.
Me?
Yeah, you recently moved into with your boyfriend, which means that you have a very good opening right now to set up any and all Christmas traditions.
Oh, I think our Christmas tradition is just going to be crying.
Great!
No, but actually, his mother wants a photo of us as a Christmas gift, and so... We sat in front of the tree that we set up and tried to take a bunch of photos, and it was actually really sweet. He was very patient with me because I kept being like, nah, I'm too ugly in this. And the photo that we settled for, I still feel pretty ugly, but...
Ooh, can I guess? Can I guess what the picture is?
Yeah.
So you two, lying down, and he's holding the camera like a selfie. This is a dumb joke, I'm sorry.
No, I thought you were going to be like, oh, it's something ugly? Oh, is it you?
I'd be like,
yes, Brian. I think he should take a picture of him putting you in a tree, in the tree, and walking away.
Just pick up a small Jordan, place her in a tree, walk away.
No.
A Christmas tree.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Tree. Anyway, it was just a basic fucking photo of us both smiling, and Devlin, my boyfriend, did a little Photoshop on it to make us both look prettier. And then I went to Walgreens this morning to pick it up, and so I printed an 8x10 for his mom and a 5x7 for us. So I think that's going
to
be our Christmas.
Can Photoshop to make pictures prettier?
Yeah.
Can I send him all of my pictures?
He's not magic.
Yeah. I think you should just
guys.
Do plastic surgery and save us the trouble.
Oh, that's another weird thing. So basically my family celebrated Christmas yesterday, so I just unwrapped a bunch of like presents, and so did they, and my mom really appreciated the pizza socks I got her. But then, like, she gave me a card with a picture of my little brother in it. Like, that's weird. I thought it was weird, and so did my little brother. But she's like, no, it would be nice. You can, like, put it on the fridge or something.
I mean...
If I put it on the fridge, where am I going to put my pictures of dinosaurs that I draw?
Oh my god, you're fucking right. But no,
next,
that is actually, like, a normal...
I can only draw sexy giraffes, and quite frankly, when I'm hungry for, like, some food, you know, as one is, and I go to the fridge, I don't want to be tempted by any sexy giraffes.
That's your own fault.
Yeah, you should just put the picture on your fridge and then give it a dinosaur body.
My god, you're right.
Yes.
Yeah, because I think giving family photos to each other is, like... If they're, like, a younger sibling or whatever, I think that's normal for most, or, like, a lot of conventional families. Just not maybe for yours.
Tyrannosaurus Nix.
Nice.
I don't know. Our family has this weird thing where we just, like, fucking hate each other, and sometimes we start fist fights. And...
Wait, really?
No. God,
has
no.
Christmas ended with a fist fight?
Is
that your Christmas tradition?
Not for a long time. Once.
Do you have is it an appropriate story that you feel like sharing?
No, it's me lying to you right now.
God damn it! You should have just continued with the lie then.
This one time, I was like 6 years old. My little brother was 4 years old. And there was only one Christmas present under the tree. And my dad said, you two have to fight for it.
To the death. That brother no longer exists. I got the present. It was a book.
I'll miss you, Jeremy. I don't think it was worth it.
It was like chicken soup for the soul.
No, it was fucked up. The book was about coping with your loss. It's like you orchestrated this entire event. You Tidepool orchestrated this event.
I see what you did there.
Good.
Can we talk about chicken soup for the soul, actually?
We can. I also, true fact, my uncle Darren, on my dad's side, my uncle Darren Atkins actually wrote some of those.
Really? Which ones? Do you know?
I will look that up while you tell me a story.
Oh, I don't know. I just kind of wanted to generally bring it up because for some reason... Oh, I was listening to my brother and me. I was watching some of the animatics? Yeah, that one. That word. And they were talking about chicken soup for the soul, and that just brought me back to elementary school, where, you know, they were all in the library, and I read the chicken soup for the girl's soul specifically, and I haven't read any of the others. They actually were kind of, like, good, at least for, I don't know, 10-year-old me? And so I looked at the website to see how many books there were. There are 250 Chicken Soup for the Soul books, and they also have Dog Food, which My Brother and Me podcast, starring Travis, Justin, and the other one, Griffin McElroy. Yeah, he's the best one in me. Just kidding. But they talked about how...
He's the best one. I couldn't remember his name.
I love all of them. My Brother and My Brother and Me is such a good podcast. But they were talking about how they have fucking dog food, and that made me just so curious about the entire thing. And then they have chicken soup for the prisoner soul. I want to know what the fuck they wrote about that. I want to read all of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. All of them.
Maybe there's not the religious too many.
Ones. Is there better be a Christmas one? I bet you there's a Christmas one.
Christmas soup for the Christmas soul.
That's fruitcake for the Christmas soul. They got a totally rebrand. Theories. Yeah. Did you ever read Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mike?
Negative.
No?
The only ones that my library had were, like, the very female-oriented ones, and I'm like, that's not my soul.
I don't know, you're pretty soft and precious.
I mean, thank you, but at the time I was like, grr, I'm masculine, blah, 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 blah. I hadn't yet come to terms with my femininity.
Yeah, I mean, it was a different time. Brian, have you searched up any of that stuff?
I'm trying to find it.
In the meantime...
You wrote this book, but... Oh, Cooked Chickens Falling from the Sky.
That's not Chicken Soup for the Soul.
I'm sorry, it had chicken in the title.
It's whatever Brian wants it to be.
That someone's going to make a wiki page for Tidepool Orchestra, and it's just going to have weird facts. And then Brian's section is just going to be like, his uncle Darren wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. He doesn't know which one, and then it's going to correct.
It's because I misspelled his name.
Mike is Jewish, but also not Jewish.
Yeah. Jordan has cancer, and also not.
It's Cooked Chickens Falling from the Sky. By Darren Atkins with illustrations by Michael Durr. It came out in 2002.
Neat. That's so me. Fucking read it.
The illustrations were interesting because, like, the illustrator didn't speak English. So he had to, my uncle had to write in the book, in the actual text, to explain, like, and he wrote Do Not Disturb, but he wrote it in Swedish, which is the correct way, and then everybody automatically knew.
Huh.
But I don't speak Swedish.
But I can if you like. Oh. That was a vague Lady Gaga reference right there. Yay.
Oh. Has Lady Gaga done anything besides the movie? Lately? Is she coming up with a new album or something to bop to? No?
She had that Joanne album. What was
that was
the
before the movie.
Before the movie? What movie?
I don't follow Miss Gaga, so I couldn't tell you.
Was it Joanne just released earlier this year or like last year?
No, it was last year, I think. Did it? What was your opinion on that album? Both of you. Either of you. I don't know if Mike listens to Lady Gaga. But...
I'm more into Kadalar Sinha, honestly, and her newest album was very depressing, but that's to be expected, considering... Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I like Kadalar Sinha. She's pretty good. And I definitely like her newer stuff versus her older stuff, where it's like...
$1 sign, ha.
Yeah.
You know, the party don't start until she walks in, but what if she leaves for a moment and then returns? Then the party is at a weird, like, quantum state of both having started and about to start. No, the party don't start until she walks in. It doesn't reboot, it just starts over.
But what, like, if she walks backwards?
Yeah, you know, if you walk backwards out of any store while holding something, then when they check the security tape, it just looks like you brought that thing in. That's how science works.
Oh, nice.
What if she doesn't walk in? What if she runs and or crawls?
She does one of those like things from The Grudge where she's on all fours and she's like backwards.
It's literally the only way she can go somewhere without and without starting a party.
The party starts screaming and running away.
People are just like,
I just came in for groceries. Why is everyone dancing? Good God.
There's like 40 people in a house and they're all holding red solo cups and music is playing, but it's not technically a party until she grudge crawls in with her hair swept over her face, soaking wet.
That sounds like something Kid Dollar Sign Ha would do.
Yeah.
It's artsy now. It shows that the old her is dead. It's like Taylor Swift.
Oh no.
Look what you made her do.
Look what you made Kadalar Sun Ha do. Why don't you just stand there holding your red solo cup and really think about what you did? We're all going to stand over here slightly away from you with our red solo cups.
And also looking at Kadalar Sun Ha very concerningly, and we're going to call 911.
Very concerningly. As she stands up very disconcertingly. I don't understand why her frame rate is messed up. She's here live. Anyway. It's wild.
It's wild, fam.
Man.
Oh! I have a story that might be a little morbid.
Okay.
But it has to do with Kedollar Sign, huh?
Ooh, and so, then I have a really fucked up story after that that's not related at all, but it's like a work story, so go ahead with the Kedollar
Sign. Like segues.
Yeah.
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 So, in high school, I did some volunteering, and most of the volunteering I did was for running events. So, it would be like, oh, the color run, or whatever. And there was, I think it was the rock and roll run is what it was called. So that I was volunteering at. Oh, thank you. I was in, like, Key Club or whatever, but I didn't actually go, and so I didn't get any of the credit. But I'm still in college, bitches.
Were there any redneck people at the event saying these colors?
Running for color.
No.
It's good that you run for color. Were there any redneck people there at the event saying these colors don't run and wearing an American flag t-shirt?
Well, I was thinking something more along the lines of...
This was the rock and roll run that I'm talking about, guys. The color run was fun, but it was different. Anyway... So the rock and roll run, I was standing giving water and waiting. The race was about to start and they start playing Kesha's Blow. And it was right after the Boston Massacre.
Oh no.
Oh.
Yeah. So a lot of people looked very angry, or at least concerned. And I was with my best friend at the time, and we just kind of stood there awkwardly, not knowing what to do, and we were talking about how it's like, hey, shouldn't they have thought about this, like, a little better? I don't know, man.
Wow, that's weirdly relevant to the Mumkey Jones stuff.
Yeah. I guess you're right. Anyway, what's your story?
Oh, it's messed up. I'm having some second thoughts. Do you guys think I should really tell it? Because it's a real downer.
Well,
I don't know what it is about, so...
Yeah, maybe...
Alright, here goes. So I'm at work, and this customer comes in, and he's very just distraught and sad, and he's like buying like a beer and a pack of cigarettes or whatever, because I work at a convenience store, basically, like in Clerks. I'm like, hey man, how's it going? He's like, not great. And then kind of left it at that, which is like such kind of a dick move, because like now I feel compelled to, because I still have to like ask for his ID. I'm like, all right, can I see your ID? Why is your day bad? And he's like, oh man, my dog had a seizure.
Oh,
like,
no!
Oh, it gets so much worse.
Oh no!
Yeah, I had a pit bull and I had a seizure and I'm like, oh no. He said,
Jesus.
He's like, yeah, and it got scared because of the seizure and it tried to run away and I'm like, oh.
Oh my God.
He's like, yeah, but the leash got caught and it tried to jump the fence, but then the dog hung himself today.
Oh my God, dude.
That's awful. I didn't know it was going to involve a dog.
I'm like, oh, fuck. So your total is 627. You need to put your PIN number.
Yeah, I always hate that.
Like, retail, right?
Nope. Nope. In that case, I would have just paid for it. I would have paid for them.
I mean...
Okay, Mike. Superior human over here.
Fucking we get it, Mike. You're rich. That's great. Not all of us can afford...
No, I'm not rich. I just got a good job, okay?
Okay.
Congratulations. You want a cookie?
I would love a cookie. I can't afford one.
You know, one of the things that I sometimes, like, stay up at night is I took a sociology class in community college, which is whatever. But one of the things that we talked about is how, because in the sociology class, my professor was super cool. And I actually, I think the way that he teaches is very respectful towards everyone. And, you know, just very good. And he was like, we should drop the hierarchy in the class and just a little bit, you know, so we can have more open communication. Because college or school in general is just to make you better factory workers or whatever, or better to, you know, serve the purpose that the government and like the state kind of wants you to, right? And right. For the most part, I'm like, well, not necessarily, because at least in college, you know, they try and teach you to be more of a free thinker in terms of like, you know, be more informed, make your own decisions. Don't just go with what everyone else is doing because you're smarter than that and that kind of thing. And self-reflection. But, you know, there's some times where it's like, I'm just going to college because it'll make me more money. And because, and also when I'm working in retail, I feel like the manager, or some things that I do, even though I think is bullshit, I'm always like, okay, we got to do this because it's what's best for the company, what's going to make my manager happiest, that kind of thing. I just feel like such a fucking drone sometimes. Do you kind of feel that now, Mike, since you have a better big boy job?
To be honest, I feel like I play a big part in my company now that I've moved up. Like, the jobs and responsibilities that I've been giving thus far are actually making an impact on the entire company, and I the weight of that hangs on me.
Right, but I'm talking about, do you feel more like a drone still? Because you can still feel like a drone even if you're higher up, because you're still serving for a better purpose.
Well, the thing about, like, before, I was just... When I worked in the bowling alley, I know, like, I was high up at that bowling alley, but it was one of, like, you know, 380 different bowling centers that was owned by this corporation. But now that, like, I'm one in 15 people that does my job, and I don't feel like just a number anymore. Like, I feel like, you know, before I felt like, you know, if something happened to me, I could just easily be replaced. But now I feel like, oh, I'm actually important.
Well, yeah, and you feel a little more independent in terms of your actions.
We get it, Mike. You're important. Okay. That was mean. I'm sorry. You are important. I love you.
Yeah, but you're important for different reasons. To us, at least. Than in the big government hive mind. No.
Mike, I'm sorry. That was offensive of me. Bottom line. Sorry for saying that.
So you apologize sincerely for that, but not for the Jewish comment.
Yeah, get back on your train.
I think this is a good point to stop the podcast and just like, all right, guys, that's all, folks.
We don't actually believe that it's just an edgy joke. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Edgy joke, I'm sorry.
No, we here at the Tidepool Orchestra, you know, we're not actually anti-Semitic or anything. We just really, really think that you should pick up
small
very, children.
We're very, very Semitic.
We've really just... The only thing that we believe in at the Tidepool Orchestra is that you should pick up small children, put them in a tree, and walk away.
Yep. All of the children, all of the small children in the same tree.
That's a big ass tree.
This tree can't hold any more weight.
Well, you guys are over there where like the those very large trees are.
Yeah, like the pine trees. Do you have those there, Mike? Do you have trees?
We have pine trees. I was speaking of the other kinds of trees, like the redwoods and the sequoias.
They don't have Christmas trees in flyover states.
Jesus fucking Christ. I don't even live in that state anymore, Ryan.
Oh yeah? Where do you live?
Not a flyover state.
Where do you live now, Mike? Is it landlocked? Is it a landlocked state? Do you fly over it?
No, it's not landlocked. I could drive an hour and be at the ocean.
Yeah, an hour. That means you could fly over it.
Yeah.
Is it in the middle of the ocean? Is it ocean locked? If it isn't,
is it ocean locked? I live in Hawaii. It's an ocean locked flyover state. Ocean locked is such a good term. I'm so glad I didn't stop recording until right now. I quit. That's all, folks. Catch us out next time. All right, bye. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
I think Mike actually...
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you. All right. Click.
Thank you for listening to the calming sounds of the Tide Pool Orchestra.
This has been another episode of the Tide Pool Orchestra. Please make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss the next episode, where you can also look forward to some fun bonus content. If you can't get enough of us, you can also follow us on Twitter at TidePoolO and like our Facebook page to keep up to date. For any questions, ideas, or business inquiries, feel free to email us at TidePoolOrchestra@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.